Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gibson strikes out. There goes McRae. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground for a single. McRae scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a line drive beyond second. Shumpert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Guillen scores. Ventura scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. McFarland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sosa out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cora moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Cora scores. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarland hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Fisk. The throw from McFarland and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a line drive into left field. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Fisk scores. Sosa moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Sosa scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Luis Aquino now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive for a single. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Shumpert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Gary Thurman pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thurman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. McRae scores. Thurman moves to third. It's 10-4, White Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing left field. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aquino. Ventura moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 11-4, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sosa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Seitzer moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thurman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a line drive for a single. McRae moves to second. Ken Patterson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Brett reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Thurman goes all the way around to score. It's 11-7, White Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Paul now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillwell for the out. 2 outs. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0-for-3 in the game. Shumpert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa strikes out. McFarland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sosa out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields the ball and throws to Davis covering. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Cora moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Raines reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Cora scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 13-7, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Raines tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 14-7, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Griebeck now playing shortstop. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thurman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thurman strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Paul covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.